The chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Defence and the Interior, Fritz Bafo, has described as an eyesore the security system at the Hamle border post, which remains the main entry point from Burkina Faso to Ghana via the Upper West region. He said apart from the appalling nature of infrastructure and inadequate logistics, the border is seriously porous and can serve as the conduit for a possible outbreak of the Ebola disease in the country if urgent measures are not adopted. Mr. Bafo raised the alarm when members of the committee interacted with the Regional Security Council RegSec at Wa after paying a working visit to the Hamle border post. We bring you William Ozubwatin's report.
The Parliamentary Select Committee on Defence and Interior was in the region to learn at first hand the general security situation as well as the level of preparedness towards the prevention of Ebola in the country through the borders. The meeting brought together members of the RegSec, including commanders of all the security services, who took turns to brief the committee on the activities and operations with emphasis on Ebola prevention. The chairman of the Select Committee, Fritz Bafo, said the work of the committee is non-partisan in nature but rather inspired by the public agenda to make Ghana the oasis of peace in the sub-region. He therefore entreated the service commanders to come out with the operational strategies and challenges to inform how best the committee could be of help. The regional police commander, DCOP Kwesi Duku, identified the region as the most peaceful in the country with a minimal crime rate. The peaceful nature of the region, he said, however, is threatened by the influx of Fulani herdsmen who mostly indulge in armed robbery. He said available records indicate that almost all the highway robbery cases recorded in the region are perpetrated by the Fulani extracts, leading in their arrest, prosecution, and subsequent incarceration. For his part, the regional commander of the prison services, Victor Donchebe, said, although the service receives prison inmates on daily basis, it is yet to take delivery of logistics such as hand gloves and nose masks to prevent the contraction of the contagious Ebola disease. He decried congestion of inmates in the prison cells vis-à-vis the deplorable condition of the infrastructure, which has not seen any significant renovation for almost a century.